Galtür. After crossing the border on the Zainisjoch, you can follow the Zainisbruch all the way to Wirl, where it empties into the Kleinvermundbach, just below the Grofenspitze. On the way down from Zainisjoch to Wirl, you will not only get a view of the Upper Paznaun landscape, but if you look closely, you will gain insight into past and present developments in the area. The chairlifts around the Alpkogel speak of tourism in the area. Southwest of the Zainisbruch, you can find the remains of individual derelict huts throughout the area. The property called Klein Zainis cannot be overlooked northeast of the Zainisbruch. A map by Peter Anich marks this place with the name Über Zainis, or Above Zainis. The name Klein Zainis, on the other hand, is marked on the map close to the Zainisjoch on the Vorarlberg side. The Landli hiking trail between Wirl and Rinkel remind us of the Romanian settlers and their everyday culture, with the Romanian names for the meadows, like Brita and Halgșna. It is worth paying attention to the vegetation along the path to the center of the Galtur colony, as well as the path of the forest edge on the escarpments around Galtur. Experienced observers can make out the riverbed of the Trisana and both of the source brooks from the Kleinvermund and the Jam Valley, despite a comparatively dense population. If you reach the street at the same level as the Rinkel Meadow, before you get to the church that is of great cultural history importance in Galtur, you will notice a long, modern building. It was built after the avalanche on February 23, 1999, and unites the functions of an avalanche protection wall and the Municipal Civil Defense Center. In addition, this eye-catching building also houses the Alpinarium, which is an information and documentation center that shares information about the living and cultural areas in high alpine regions.